About Bavel. Rav says Bavel is Keretz Yisrael, and Shmuel says Bavel is Kechutz Laretz. So first the Gemara thought maybe they're arguing about Lishma and Mitzvah Makayma. That can't be because Rabba Islay Deraba. Then says the Gemara, no, really they're arguing about how to understand what yeshivas are going to do to a neighborhood. So we said maybe it's not a machlekes of what it's going to do. It's just a machlekes. Can you falaz? Can you rely on a temporary? But the machlekes now dreitzach arum the yeshivas. The machlekes is now about yeshivas. Rav that says that it's Keretz Yisrael says because you have yeshivas mishkach shchichi. Shmuel says mesifta begir sayhu tridi. Now the Gemara says says the Gemara itmar nami. Itmar Nami says we also have this recorded. It was also said by us. Amarav Abba Amarav Huna. Asino Atzmeinu Bebavel Keretz Yisrael Legitin Mechiasa Rav Lebavel. For when Rav came to Bavel, that's when we established ourselves that it's going to be like Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? From when Rav came to Bavel, we established ourselves that way. So Rashi says, because Rav came and opened another yeshiva. The more yeshivas, the more hak, the more we've generated this situation of Eretz Yisrael, of Bavel being like Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara means to say. When the Gemara says, Itmar Nami, that we just established the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is depending on yeshivas. Itmar Nami, it's also true because we said only when Rav came did we establish Bavel like Eretz Yisrael. What was Rav's coming? Why did that make that Bavel's like Eretz Yisrael? Because Rav established a yeshiva. So what's the Itmar Nami? If you look in Rashi, the Dibur HaLashon Rashi is Itmar Nami. The Taima Mishum Shchichi Mesiftahi. The reason for Shchichi is Mesiftas. I see that because when Rav came, he added a Mesifta. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Tosis, however, has a different pshat. Tosis says that's not what it means when Rav came. Because if that's the case, why are we asking a kasha from our Mishnah? Asked Tosis on Rashi. Our Mishnah was before Rav came. If Rav only said his svara of Bavel's Keretz Yisrael because when he came there was a new yeshiva, so then what does it have to do at all with the Mishnah, which is before Rav came? That's Tosis' kasha. Says Tosis, what does it mean, Mechiasa Rav the Bavel? Rav told us that this whole time that you've been here, the status of Bavel is Keretz Yisrael. So when Rav came to Bavel, did he create a new dynamic? Or he just informed us that the original situation required the din to be this way? That's the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, when Rav came, now we have new yeshivas. New yeshivas, new situation. New situation, halacha changes. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, it's not a new situation. Rav is just telling us that the situation that's been here the whole time, that from when we had came to Bavel, Acheresh v'amaski, which is all the Talmidei Chachamim that came to learn Torah, for the whole time, the halacha should have been or was that you don't have to say v'fanach v'fanenechta. The shaila is the fitoisvis. So what does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara says, Itmar Nami. Itmar Nami sounds like that we also had this recorded. So Rashi says, Itmar Nami is, we see that it's Tali and Yeshivas. Why? Because when Rav came, he added Yeshivas. So I see it depends on Yeshivas. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, the Itmar Nami is not telling us anywhere that according to Rav, it depends on Yeshivas. So what does Itmar Nami mean? It appears to me that according to Tosfos, the Itmar Nami is not going back on our explanation of the Machlokes, it's just going back on the Etzem Machlokes. In other words, we started the Gemara. Itmar, Mabo Rav Amar Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Now the Gemara says, Itmar Nami, that we said it another time. That's what has to be Pshat L'Choyra, according to Rashi, in the Itmar Nami. Okay. Now, Tosfos asked the Kash on Rashi, which we mentioned. Tosfos asked the Kasha, according to Rashi, that you're saying it's totally in yeshivas, so why are we asking Kasha from the Mishnah? We saw the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes set a teretz, and his teretz was that Enoch Anami, when Rav came, he added yeshivas. But those yeshivas, or similar yeshivas, were there the whole time, always from when they originally came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael. But when Rav Chiyo Banav went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then there were no more yeshivas. Then when Rav came back, the yeshivas came back. So in other words, Rav made Eretz Yisrael, Bavel like Eretz Yisrael again. It was like Bavel originally. When was it like Bavel? In the time of the Mishnah. So the time of the Mishnah, the time of Rav are identical. There was a lapse in the middle. What happened in the middle when Rav Chiyo left? and went to Eretz Yisrael, there weren't so many yeshivas. So that's why during that period, there was taka no din of Bavel being like Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, what we're saying is, according to Rav, it went from being like Eretz Yisrael to needing to say Fanechta, Fanechtam, to being back like Eretz Yisrael. And it's yo-yoing. It's going back and forth. So when the Gemara asks the question from the Mishnah on Rav, Tosfos says, how can you ask a question on Rav from the Mishnah? Rav is beforehand. The Mishnah is before Rav. The answer is, yeah, but before Rav was also like Rav.
Did Rashi hold like
Shem? That's what we're saying, Shad and Rashi.
So
we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. So Rabbeisai, I'd like to suggest, and I think that this is perhaps even Emes Lamito Shel Torah, shout over here what's going on in Rashi, and maybe why Tosis might argue over here a little bit, which is as follows. If you remember, my friends, we asked the question, Acha Shalamdu, do you have to say before after for an Akhtam according to Rabba, Acha Shalamdu?
Yeah. Gzera, yes, because of Gzera.
Okay, but the Gemara entertained maybe not, Gzera then maybe yes. Remember we asked the question, Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman asked the question? And he said, what do you mean, even Acha Shalom do? But if you made it to you have to say Fanachta Fananechtam. Even though the Sima's gone, but Chamsi, you have to say. So what do we say? We had numerous tzutzim. We said maybe that over here they told us that you could be Mavatal it, or maybe you had a Bezden Gonim and a Chochma Minyan, but you have to be Mavatal Takonim. Right? So I want to ask you a question. In Eretz Yisrael, mehagmonya lehagmonya, do you have to say b'fanenecha b'fanenecha? What do you say? In Eretz Yisrael, mehagmonya lehagmonya, do you have to say Eretz Yisrael? How do you know that? How do you know in Eretz Yisrael, mehagmonya lehagmonya, you have to say b'fanenecha b'fanenecha? The Mishnah says mehagmonya lehagmonya. I know it's in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Ir Achas, Asisius Shema, and that's a Gmanya Lagmanya. So in Eretz Yisrael, Gmanya Lagmanya, you have to say Fanechta Fanechta. What does it mean, Ir Achas Asisius? Let's say the wall falls down. Right? We all can imagine, right? You have a city, it's the eastern side and the western side, and there's a great wall in the middle. And let's say the wall falls. Do you still have to say Fanechta Fanechta?
Yeah.
In Eretz Yisrael?
No.
No? Do you need to be Mavatel the Takana?
No.
Why not? Again, let's get it straight. In Chutz La'aretz, in Medina Sayyam, we said if it's Lamdu, they have to be Mavatal Takana Sef Fanechta Fanechtam. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, if it's Me'agmanya La'agmanya, and now it's no longer a situation of Agmanya La'agmanya, now you don't have to say Fanechta Fanechtam anymore. What's the Chiluk? I think the Pshat is as follows. So what's the Pshat in that? In other words, I think the Pshat is as follows. Be'etzem, there are two takanas, Rabbi Isai. And we might have said this, I think we said this back in the day. There's two takanas of our Mishnah. One takana is a maybe get me, Medina Sayyam, Tzor Shiyam, Afanach, Afanach, Tam. And you're going to have a like tachlik. And the takana, what's the get of the takana? There's Eretz Yisrael, there's Chutz La'aretz, closed. And the question is, you have to say, will you don something as being part of Eretz Yisrael or part of Chutz La'aretz? We have all these ways of being Magda, what's Eretz Yisrael, what's Chutz La'aretz. We have all these discussions, but what's the first takana? You go from there to here, you have to say, Afanach, Afanach, Tam. There's another takana. And that is, if you're in a situation where you're desperate for a kim or lishma, whatever it is, where you're compromised, you also have to say fanachta fanachta. What would be an example of that? Megmanya lagmanya. That's not coming from Chutz La'aretz. That's in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but because there's friction and people aren't going from one place to the other, you're gonna have to say fanachta fanachta. But there, it's not the takana was Medina Sayyam Eretz Yisrael. If the situation warrants, you have to say fanachta fanachta. What happens if the hegemonia falls? You don't say fanachta fanachta. What happens if they put the hegemonia back up? You do say fanachta fanachta. So Rabbi Yisrael Fizi, I want to explain something to you. Bavel's Ke'eretz Yisrael Egitin. When Rav said Bavel Ke'eretz Yisrael Egitin, did Rav mean now Bavel is Eretz Yisrael Egitin? Is Rav saying it now? And Grada, someone else said it before? And that was one takana, and here's a new takana. Or Rav is telling us, listen, Babel is like Eretz Yisrael. So if you don't need, you won't say. If you do need, you do say. It's not that Rav made his new takana now. But when Rav came, the statement of Rav now became relevant. Because if Bava is like Eretz Yisrael, are there times in Eretz Yisrael you have to say Mefanech Tefanech Tam? Yes. Are there times that you don't say Mefanech Tefanech Tam? Yes. It changes. So Bava can also change. Because Bava is Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't like it's not the same type of Mefanech Tefanech Tam as Medina Sayyam. So I'll give you an example. The other asked the kasha, why did you worry about Gzera Shem Yachzor Adavar Lekil Kulay? You remember what Rashi said? What's Gzera Shem Yachzor Adavar Lekil Kulay? Rashi said, so how do, what was the gedder of how we did Gzera Shem Yachzor Adavar Lo'okru Rabbanon Takantayu? We're not going to be Oikra the Takana because maybe Yachzor Adavar. But according to, in your Eretz Yisrael, there's no Takana to be Oikra. It's not going to be Oikra the Takana. You only say if there's a need. If there's no need, you don't say. So you can't say Gzera Shem Yachzor Adavar Lekil Kulay. When do we say Gzera Yachzor Adavar Lekil Kulay? When we're going from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. I mean from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. We're over there, there's a Takana. From Medina Sayyam you say, yeah, but we don't have a reason anymore. Okay, so let's be Oikah the Takana. Don't be Oikah the Takana, because Gzera Shem Yachzor. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, we're not going to say Gzera Shem Yachzor. Lu Yehei, the Egmonia Le Egmonia fell. Would you say Gzera Shem Yachzor? No, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael doesn't say. You're right. I'm saying a more pasha the teretz. So we said the yeshivas go away. We said yeshivas never fall. The yeshivas go away. This yeshiva went away. We said other teretzim, chazanish, other things. But this, I think, is a Rabbi said in Bavel there is no discussion of gzera shem yachzor adavar lekil kulay. And there's not going to be a discussion of like tachlik either. All these discussions. That's what the Gemara means. And the Gemara says Bavel is keretz Yisrael. You're right. There'll be pockets of places in Bavel that might have to say, or situations in Bavel that might have to say, or times in Bavel we might have to say, but that's going to be the gather of saying like in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, Rabbi said we asked the question, even according to Tosfos, we were bothered, what's the Gemara bringing from our Mishnah? Because according to Tosfos, what's the machlokes in our Gemara of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael or not Eretz Yisrael? Is internally in Bavel from one Medina to the other? That's the whole discussion. Is Bavel from Medina to Medina? Tosfos said. When the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda is talking about going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, not in Eretz Yisrael itself, not in Bavel itself. So what's the Gemara, what's the way asking a question on Rav from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is talking about whether or not you're going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's a different sugya. It's a sugya on Bavel and Beis. The Machlok is Rav and Shmuel is me Bavel or Bavel. That was a question we asked yesterday. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua. And says the Pnei Yeshua, he says, the Mishnah doesn't tell us, does Rabbi Yehuda ever say the words about Befanai Nechtam, Befanai Nechtam? Does he say those words, Rabbi Yehuda?
No.
All Rabbi Yehuda does is gives us the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yehuda should say, this has to say, that has to say, he just gives the boundaries. Says the Pnei Yeshua, what Rabbi Yehuda is telling us is, this is Eretz Yisrael and nothing else is Eretz Yisrael. What's that negeya? That would be negeya a few things. That would be negeya someone who's coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, or in Bavel itself, from Bavel to Bavel, is that considered Eretz Yisrael? This is the only Eretz Yisrael. Memela, that would be negeya to two different things, to coming from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel to Bavel. Because does this have a status of Eretz Yisrael or not? Therefore, the Gemara can ask the question. That you have to see, totally. I know what you're talking about. You have to see. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, we said that Be'etzem, there's two sugyas that we have here. One sugya is bringing from Bavel to Bavel. There's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And there's another sugya, bringing from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? What's the Bira Machlokes? Why would that be any different? Zakhtar Rajba, the Rajba says, the Chiddush Rajba gave out yesterday says the following thing. He says, the Gemara is having machlokes if the yeshiva bachram are begir sayu tridi or not. Are they too caught up in their learning to be able to know chsimas or not know chsimas? Rav says, look, it's shchichi and that's good enough. Shmuel says, no, begir sayu tridi. Zok the Gemara on the base. Maybe the yeshiva bachrim that are staying in town. In town yeshiva bachrim. Sure, they're learning. Right? But maybe over there you could have a tzad to say, like Rav, that they're not bigger Sayyid Treaty. But someone that goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. It's even more. But only that much Gisari treaty. There's machloikis. But someone that comes, Rabbi Yisai, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, a yeshiva bacher that's going to go so far to come learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, you think he has time to do anything but learn? Someone that's coming to learn in Eretz Yisrael, he for sure has no time. Many of the people that they're learning in town, they're learning over there in their neighborhood. This is the Rashba. The Rashba says. If you're learning over there, so probably the big masminim, they don't have that much time. Okay, it's a machlekes. Maybe there's enough time, there's not enough time. Maybe till they get stuck. But someone that is meiser nefesh to come to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah, for sure he's not going to have time.
We're dealing in Bavel.
What?
Both yeshivas are in Bavel.
No. No, explaining why the Vavam and Beis is different than Vavam and Aleph. Because people that are only willing to go, they want to learn locally. They're not willing to travel to Eretz Yisrael. Who goes to Eretz Yisrael already? Only the Bnei Aliyah come to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. Someone who's coming to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he's for sure not going to have time to do anything other than learn Torah. Kayadua. Azoy Zakhtar Rashba. Okay. Fine. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ad heichan hu bavel. Amar papa ke machlokes biyuchsen kach machlokes begitten. V'yesevar machlokes biyuchsen al begitten de reakol ad arva tinyana de gishra. Rav chiz da matzrich me aktisvan le be'ardishir o me'ardish al aktisvan loy matzrich. Le'im akasav v'yishen bekin l'shma v'hanik miri. Tisbara Rabbi Slider Rava. We saw this yesterday on Sunday. Oh, the Kulayama being on the Kaimai. Vahani Kimid Azli Shuka, the Hassam. Hani Yadu Chsim is Yadi Dahani. Vahani Bahanach Lo Yadi. My time is Shukai Hu Tridi. Says Rashi. What's going on over here? Says Rashi. Vahani Debe Ardashir Azli Shuka La Aktisvoin. Toysis talks about our Aktisvoin and Ardashir both in Bavel. Are they not in Bavel? It says Raya's. Different gears, maybe Arctisman is actually in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Ashur, in Eretz Yisrael. Not clear where they are. Rashi over here doesn't even weigh in. If it's Shayach that they're both in Babel, I don't know. Akitzer, Hani de Ardashir, they go to the Shuk and Arctisman. Umaisulahem Sham Edus Vachoisman Sham Bishtoris, Vashtoris Biyad Bne Arctisman, Adzman Shenigvim. The Shtoris stay in the hands of the people of Arctisman. The people from Ardashir come, they sign, and it stays there. Lefichach Bne Arctisman Makir Chsimus Bne Ardashir. That's why the people of Arctisman are, they recognize the Chsimus. Hilkach, Getch and Nechtam Be Ardashir, Venishlach Laktisman. If a get was signed in Ardashir and was sent to Arctisman, then there are Edim Mitsuyim Lakaimoy. Even the Bnei Adishir that come here can be Mekayimit. They only come for a little while, but they come. So I have two reasons why a get that comes from Bnei Adishir to Aktisvain is going to be okay. One reason is because the Bnei Aktisvain recognize the Chasimas, and the other reason is because you have always in Aktisvain people from, well, not always, but they come. Aber bin ich alles hier in mein Kind gesehen ist bin ich aktiv sein. Warf mich auch und schon damit das Schreiro. Wir können im Schuck Schuck Kai treat the very very busy with their shuk. Then on us and leave the stock of the hack Khsimas bin ich hier. They don't bother seeing the Khsimas.
When they go, I can't say that they'll recognize
them in the shuk. The Bnei Adishir are coming to
Aktisvain. Yeah.
Right?
And then you say that people will be tempted, right?
So when they come, they're going to sign shtaris and leave them there.
Yeah.
Because they're the one that they're the ones buying, so they're going to be writing the shtaris.
Okay,
or selling, the ones writing shtaris.
Two reasons why that works, right?
So two reasons. One reason is because the Bnei Aktisvayin, the Bnei Adishir come. That's one reason. That doesn't exist in the other direction.
Oh, they don't go to the Shuk from the other direction? No,
the Shuk is only over here. The Shuk is always in Aktisvayin. The Shuk is in Aktisvayin. So Aktisvayin people don't go to Adishir. Adishir people come to Aktisvayin.
According to Rashi, Aktisvayin has to be in Bavel because then you would say not a Shema. Why would you look at this
scene? So one of them is in Bavel. The other question is, are they both in Bavel? Tosis says one's in Bavel, the other one's not.
Right, but I'm saying according to Rashi, when he says why the Adishir is good, and he says Aktisvayin is not good,
yeah.
He doesn't say Aktisvayin is not good because they're not a Shema. Because Aktisvayin is not good because they're not
a Because it might also be like Rava. You want to make it good also like Rava. Okay, we mentioned Tosis' Kasha, that if you're saying there's this idea of treaty, why is this different than the treaty from before? Tosis says that Girsayu treaty is more torrid. Girsayu treaty, you don't even have time to sign. So we have numerous different dargas of treaty. We have people that come from Eretz Yisrael, from Babel to Eretz Yisrael to learn Torah. They're Mamish Spitz treaty. They're super treaty. They don't even have a second to do anything other than learn Torah. The people that are in Babel to Babel, so they're also Girsayu treaty, which is going to be more treaty than Shukayu treaty. But still, there might be a little bit room for them for other people to know what's going on. And then you have the Bishukayu treaty, which is people who are busy working. So they're more busy than regular people, but it's still enough that they're going to sign shtaris a little bit here and there. Let's continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabba bar Avua matzuch me arsa la arsa. Rav Sheshis matzuch me shchuna la shchuna. Rabba matzuch me isa shchuna. So over here, we don't know where this is either. This is a place called Mechuza. Tosfos says Mechuza is maybe it's in Bavel, but not considered part of Bavel. It's a little different than Bavel because of the Yuchsin. Interesting Tosfos, but Rabbi Baravur Matzuch Me Arsa La Arsa. Rashi says Me Arsa La Arsa. Mishua Sabatim Shektzad Rishus Rabim Lishua Shekinegda. From one row of houses to another row of houses. Rabbi Sheshus Matzuch Mishchuna Lishchuna. One block of houses to another block of houses. Rabbi Matzuch Ba'isle Shchuna within the very Shchuna. In fact, the Gemara Varava Uda Amir Lefish Eim Etzuim LeKaimoi. What are you talking about? It's in the same, the same block of houses. Why have to say Fanechtam Fanechtam? It says the Gemara Shani, B'nai Mechuzah Dinaydi. What does it mean, B'nai Mechuzah Arnaydi? Says Rashi, Shchun L'Shchuna, Stam Shchuna, Shlosh Abatim. I'm assuming the houses were multi-family houses. Sechaz Avodizor Dinaydi. Says Rashi, Eino Mishtoyim B'bateyim, Shatrudim Eschoyer Vein Makirim Chsimas Shabeneyim. Rashi says, the reason, what does Naydi mean? Naydi means that they're constantly on the go, and
they don't know
anyone else's signatures. We live here, but there's no sense of community. So no one really knows anyone else's business. He's going here, he's going there. It's a very it's a community where everyone's constantly moving. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosfos seems to say differently. If you look in the Tosfos Rosh, it's really just a quote from Tosfos. But the Tosfos Rosh says that. Look in the, we gave out the Maram HaKoyim, Mishana B'nei Chuzan Nadi, V'hochin Makira HaChasimos, V'loi Toida HaLichosin L'bnei Ars HaCheres, V'ni Shiyodas B'Halichosin K'tish Yitzkayim Gito Koyim She'ilechu. Says Tosfos, the people that know the Chasimos are leaving. So according to Tosfos, are there people that know the Chasimos?
Yeah.
Yes, what's the problem? They're just not around. So what does Nadi mean according to Tosfos? They're on wheels. No one's staying in one place. I know his chesimus. He knows my chesimus. We might even do business together. But the problem is, you'll never know when I'm here. He's coming. He's going. I don't know. That's called a transient community. I'm not sure which one is more like Rashi, which one's more like Tosfos. Rashi is saying, no one knows anyone else. We don't know each other. I'm too busy with my business. He's too busy with his business. No one can recognize anyone else's signatures. So I want to be magdur as follows. According to Rashi, what's the problem? There's no Edim Lekaimoi. According to Tosfos, what's the problem? There's no Edim Mitzuyin Lekaimoi. According to Rashi, there's no Edim Lekaimoi. There's no one to be Mekaimit. According to Tosfos, you got who to Mekaimit. The problem is, they're not going to be around. You're not going to be able to find them. It's my Cholikas Rashi. The Zucht Reb Osher Arieli. A beautiful pshat. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos L'shitasa. And he says as follows. Wait, do you remember Rashi on the Beis Amud Beis that spoke about Asyu Beitrei? And so Rashi said, what's the word of Asyu Beitrei? He said Rashi, because these two people are here, and they could be Mekayim the get. Yes, Toisves. You're going to lock them up in jail. Toisves says, maybe they could be Mekayim it, but they're not here to be Mekayim it. They're not Metsuyim the Kaimai. You don't know that these people are going to still be here. Rashi says the fact that there are Edom that could be Mekayim it, even if I don't have a guarantee that they'll be here, is still called Edom Lekaimoi. Edom Metsuyim Lekaimoi, according to Rashi. Therefore, Rashi says, Asyu Beitrei, you do not have to say Befanach Lefale Nechtam. What would be a similar type of dynamic to Asyu Beitrei? What happens if you live in a town where there are Edom that know the Chsimas, but you don't know if they're going to be here? That's the same as Asyu Beitrei, according to Rashi. Would you have to say Befanach Lefale Nechtam? No. So what does the Gemara mean to say? Shana Meim Chuzad Anaydi says, Rashi, it's not the Pshat that they know and they can't say. They don't know. It's not the Pshat we won't be able to find them. These Edom don't know anything. So it's not, there's no Edom Lekaimoi, says Rashi. That's Rashi Lishitasai. Because Rashi Lishitasai, everybody said, remember, the way we reminded the Rashi then was, everything depends on the moment of the Nesinus Haget. If at the time of Nesinus Haget, there are Edom that can be Mekaimit, even if you're going to tell me later on, those Edom might not be present, you don't have to say Faranach to Faranach Tam. Rashenkin Toisvis, Toisvis Lishitasai, over here argues on Rashi, it's a beautiful Machlekas Lishitasam. What? That's for you to say in your chaburo when you want to do it. Okay. Everybody said, I'm a gay inviter. Says the Gemara Viter. Rav Chanan Mishtoi, Rav Chanan was telling over a story. Aisi Gita, v'lo yadana imisula nardoa minardoa lesura. He brought Rav Kahana Aisi Gita, Rav Chanan was bringing a get, and I don't know if it was from sura nardoa or from nardoa to sura. So, Rav Chanan is telling the story. I'm not sure which one, where Rav Kahana was going. Was Rav Kahana going from sura nardoa or from nardoa to sura? Why does it make a difference? Well, you have to know all the pitchfkes of the Maisa. You have to know. What difference does it make if he's going from Surya to Nadar, from Nadar to Surya? What difference does it make? Either way, we never were mechalik between Surya and Nadar. We're only mechalik between Aktisvan and Bnei Adashi. We're never mechalik between Surya and Nadar. So what difference does it make where he's going? Maybe it's because the next line of the Gemara. Hasul kamei de Rav. Where was Rav? Sura. So if they were going from Sura to Nardah, so when did Rav Kahana come to Rav?
Before he left.
If it was from Nardah to Sura, when did he come to Rav? Afterwards. So that might depend on whether Rav is telling him, listen, not necessary at all, or it's, you should, but if you're here already, then it's okay. It depends on what we're going to learn out of the Maisa. Are we going to learn on the Maisa that Rav said, look, you don't have to say Fanachta Fanachtam. You didn't leave yet? No problem. Go without saying Fanachta Fanachtam. Is he saying Lechatchila you don't need Fanachta Fanachtam? Or is he saying B'dievin you don't need Fanachta Fanachtam? That's going to depend if it went this direction or that direction. Aschamei de Rav, Amalei Tzrichna, Amalei Fanachta Fanachtam, Aloi Tzrichna, Amalei Loi Tzrichis. The Avdis Ahanis says you don't have to do it, but if you do it, so then it's going to work. If the Baal comes as Ma'arer, then you don't listen to him. So what do we see over here? That if a person says, even though he's not mechuyev to say b'fanach t'fanach t'nechtam, he still says b'fanach t'fanach t'nechtam, it's going to work. Zok t'chazanish. Maridik azach, Rabbi Yisai. T'chazanish, but there's still a fundamental difference between someone that has to say and someone that doesn't have to say. What happens if you have to say b'fanach t'fanach t'nechtam and you forget? Then what do you do?
Go back and do it again.
It says the Chazanish, what happens if you're in Eretz Yisrael or you're in Bava, wherever this case is, Surah Nardah? Do you have to say Fanenachta Fanenachtam?
No.
No. What happens if you gave it already And now you want to say it afterwards. Can you do that?
Nope.
Says Chazanish, you can't do that. Why? Because for sure, Befanech wasn't a chelik of my shlichus. So am I shlich still?
No.
My shlichus is over. So therefore, to take it back and to do it again, it's just a bluff. If you won't have to do it. So there's still a lachik nafkamina, says the Chazanish, between someone that brings some chutzlah that starts Yisrael and someone that brings in a place that doesn't need fanach to fananachtam. What happens if he gave it by accident and didn't say? So if you brought a place you're supposed to, Kate said Yatza, Yachzer Vietlan, Vietlanem, and a Vietnanala, and you say fanach to fananachtam.
Why can't
he
say that? Oh.
So that might depend, Rabbi. So if you remember the Ran, the sugi we learned in the Ran says that avada you could give it afterwards. The only reason the Ran says the only reason why you have to do it b'shas nesina is that it shouldn't be mishanim et beish tavuch chum begitten or it should harashu shluchai or whatever it is. But if you remember that we saw the Ran says it does work afterwards.
We're about to meiri. It's not even a shliach anymore.
Oh, so that it's going to depend on the Meiri. Not it's going to depend. Listen, the point is, this Chazanish is going to bring us back to that sugya. If they're all the Cheshbonis, the Ran, the Meiri, Tosfos Reed, everyone is going to have a different way of understanding whether or not it's going to work afterwards. According to the Ran, the Chari, yes. According to the Meiri, the Chari, no. Fine. We can ask a kasha on the Meiri. If you remember, the Meiri brought the Shita Sa'iter. The Iter says a Shlech Le Kabbalah can say Befanach Tefanachtem, and I hold it can't. I don't understand. The Gemara says over here, even someone who's not mechuyev can say fanach defanach dam. It's mefurish in the Gemara.
So we need a shliach.
What?
Shliach
is done. And over here also, but over here this person is not mechuyev.
This person was never
mechuyev. So what? But he's not mechuyev. So now it's like this. The verse like this. A shliach la halacha that's not mechuyev to say. Is a shlech la halacha. So he's so maybe
he could.
He's just not mechuyev. A shlech la kabbalah
helps to avoid.
From the unfying is garnished. He never was empowered with any. A shlech la kabbalah is not bechlal min yom adikra. And a chanami.
Something. The shlech saying it obviously helps something.
Shlech halacha he said would help anything.
What?
By saying it, does it gain anything?
Shlech la kabbalah.
No halacha.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara says. You always matter.
Avoid him later. That's the point.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. You see that even a person not mechuyev to say can say, why can't a shliach le kabbalah? The answer is shliach le kabbalah is different. Shliach is different guy.
Why can't you say much worse? Someone who's mechuyev to say, right, and already someone who's not mechuyev to say and already gave a get, for sure can't say. We just said that word that found the nish, right? A shliach le kabbalah who accepted the get already, the shliach is done. Of course you can't say.
Okay, I hear. You can't share. Yeah, okay. That's going to depend on. That gufa, whether you go like the Ran or not, but yes, you're right. It's not a shlech anymore. You won't be able to do it.
Good.
That's good. Well said. Okay, he's saying that according to the Chazanish, that the neman is only given to a shlech if the chutz be a shlech today. You're not a shlech anymore. Yeah, shlech the Kabbalah is definitely not a shlech anymore. Shlech la'ilach is a shlech now. He's chutz a shlech. We gave him as to a shlech. What I was asking was, listen, this shlech la'ilach didn't get the Ne'emanus, and still we let him say. Shlech Kabbalah also didn't get the Ne'emanus, let him say. So what you're saying, listen, he's not a shlech anymore. Okay, you could say something else, that when you're a shlech la'ilach, we gave shlech la'ilach the Ne'emanus, and you give a shlech la'kabbalah Ne'emanus. That might depend on the Ran. Okay. Kopanim, let's see Toisvis. Says Toisvis, the Adis Ahanis, Mashma from a Nechtav Moyo Be'eretz Yisrael. Says it appears from our Gemara that a person brings a get on Eretz Yisrael, you can say fanach tefanachtam. Right? That's what it seems like. Loit tzriches v'avdis ahanis. So that's what it seems like in Eretz Yisrael also. The achrenim are bothered. And I'm actually not sold on this question. They said the lashon of mashma. What does the word mashma mean? It's apparent. It's not apparent. It's mefurish. It's mashma makes it sound like there's some sort of extrapolation going on over here. You're trying to learn out. I see from over here. What do you mean? I see. It's what it is. It doesn't need any. any person to like to make this happen? Why is it called mashma? Asked the Achronim. What? So it's not mashma. It is. What are you saying? It's like ma. Okay, that's then it's not mashma. That's like this. It's mashma. We paskin that way. If we say mashma, we paskin that way in a chadami. But they're understanding mashma sounds like it's mashma that that's what we're saying. It's not mashma. It's mashma what we're saying. So I think that the derech apshat is what Rav David Pavarsky says here. Says Rav David Pavarsky, our case is talking about someone that's going from place to place in Bavel. Over there, it's talking about going from place to place in Eretz Yisrael. It's not necessarily, it's different.
Why?
So I don't think it needs a why. In my humble opinion, mashma just means it's not mefurish. Is it mefurish? Is it black on white?
Yeah,
no.
Bavel Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, it's almost, okay. It's almost. Almost, but we'll see. That we're going to get into what David says. But Lamaisa doesn't say Eretz Yisrael; just says Bava. But David Pavarsky says maybe as follows, which gets into what Yuri just brought up. Maybe only in Bava is a din that it's Iyav de Sahanis, because Bava is Be'etzem Medina Sayam. Bava is Be'etzem Medina Sayam. Elamai, we made Bavel Kir Eretz Yisrael. But is Bava a place where there should be Befanach Tefanach Dam? Yes. It's Medina Sayam. We're just treating it like it's Eretz Yisrael. But therefore, if you say Befanach Tefanach Dam, it'll work. But in Eretz Yisrael, where there was never a Takana in the first place that you should have to say Befanach Tefanach Dam, who said? Therefore, Tosis is taking a leap. There's a step. It's mashma, but you could be machalik between the two of them. That's what Tosfos says. All I'm thinking is, like the fee, the hezber we said in Rashi, that Rashi said, Bavel is not an exception to the rule. Bavel is the pshat. Bavel is not Medina Sayom. So Bavel is not different than Eretz Yisrael. You remember we had a Rashi and that big Zaman Aleph. Rashi said, Kol chutzlots kol Medina Sayom, bar me Bavel. And we said, Bavel's different. And we want to answer Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos, the Rebbe Kiveger's Mitzayin, that Tosfos in Yevamos says the question, if you could say Bar Mi Bavel, why do you say over there Bar Mi Talmud? Because Tosfos understood Bavel as an exception to the rule. So therefore, it's only Mashma, says Tosfos. And that's Pshat in Rebbe David Pavarsky. But Lefi Rashi, Tachanami, it wouldn't be a Mashma. Rashi, this is Mamish Eretz Yisrael. That's what Yudi said. Bavel Eretz Yisrael, according to Rashi, what does that mean? Bavel is Eretz Yisrael. No difference. According to Tosfos, Bavel is an exception to the rule of Medina Sayyam. We're going to treat it like Eretz Yisrael, but it's really Chutz La'aretz. Masha'in Kein, L'Choyra. According to Rashi, it's going to be Mamash Arai. Let's see the Gemara Vayter. Kedetanya, Ma'isa Bada Mechot Shevi Gelef Nere Bishmal. Amo La Tzorach Ani Lor Mefanech Tefanenech Tomo Eni Tzorach. Amo La Bini Mehechanata. Amo La Rebbe Mikfar Sisoy Ani. Said, where are you from? He said, Amo La Tzorach Ato Mefanech Tefanenech Tam. Shalat Tizokik Le'edem. So, it seems that Rabbi Shmuel is talking to him, to the shliach, calls him Bini, my son. Doesn't call him, calls him my son. So what should be the appropriate response? Avi. Why does he call him Rebbe? Why does he call him Rebbe? But so he should call him father. He calls him son. Vice to chais.
Bini means the Talmud.
The din of a Talmud being like a son is that he's klape the Rebbe. The Rebbe treats his Talmidim like his children. But the Talmidim don't treat their Rebbeim like their father. For some of us, that's a breath of relief. Anyway, Amalai Rabbi Mikvas Yisraeli, V'atzorach HaTolim V'alach Nerech Shlut Tzak Leinim, La'aka Sheyotza, Nichlas Afan of Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi waited until he left. Wasn't going to ask him on the spot until he left. Acha Sheyotza, Amalai Rabbi, Halak Kvas Yisraeli, M'vlas B'tchum Eretz Yisrael, Krelet Tzibriya Samayakul. Rebbe, why does he have to find out the for? It's closer than Akku. V'tzara, Rebbe, Rebbe, Akku, Gertzol, Gittin, Afilu, Abonu, Pligi, Rebbe, 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 Akku, Rebbe, Akku, Rebbe, Akku, Rebbe, Akku, Rebbe, Akku, Rebbe, Loi. I'm only shtoik, bini shtoik, halv yotza, dove, behetta yotza. V'yu, nami, shotzak, leidim, kamar, l'simu, kamar, that's what he said also. So, why didn't Rebbe Shmuel just say it back to him? That's what I said! What do you mean? That's what I said! I only said, shotzak, leidim. Rabbi Shmuel didn't answer him that way. Rabbi Shmuel kind of like made him say, you know what, you're right, but leave it alone. Why is he being so kind to him? So I think the pshat is as follows. When Rabbi Shmuel asked the question, he didn't jump. When Rabbi Lehi asked the question, he didn't jump on Rabbi Shmuel in front of this bini. He let him leave, gave him his respect. He said, after he says the Rebbe, could you explain to me what just happened? So because he was respectful in his question, he was respectful in his answer. But if the Talmud would have shot at him like right away, what are you doing? He would have given it to him over the head. Like, what am I doing? Why don't you let me finish? Lo simu kamei. He didn't. So there, boys, shtoik bini shtoik. Good, you're saying good, but the maisa.
Why won't this bring laws, like we said before?
There's a lot to learn from these Gemaras. Huh?
Why won't this bring laws? He told me he has to say, even though he doesn't have to say.
So the Miri asked the question, why doesn't this bring laws? The Miri asked this question, L'choy should bring laws. He says, over here, it's not going to bring laws. It's a good shayla over here. Why, L'choy, there's a few other loose ends that we have to close up, but we're going to have to do that, Be'ez Hashem, with the time. Shukra, everyone.